Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, February 21st, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. Teens worldwide are gearing up to help tsunami victims. Missionary Aviation connects others to the outside world, and a pastor's conference in Burkina Faso helps church leaders hone their tools for ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The tsunami tops today's news. While it's taking a back seat to news in Iraq and elsewhere, that doesn't mean the needs have been met. 300,000 people killed and millions homeless and hungry. Many churches were also destroyed. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says a team from the United States is being sent, and there's a need.
We still have some openings on both the India and the Indonesia team. And, of course, it didn't get in our brochure because it happened after the brochure was printed. So it's pretty much by word of mouth and by website.
There's no question that the young people will be able to make a difference for Christ as they help rebuild churches.
Their work ethic alone is a testimony to the people. The question is, well, why would they come here and then work out in the hot sun and do this? The word gets out where they're Christians, and they've come to help because they are Christians.
Go to our website for more information. Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is going the extra mile in the tsunami recovery. They're running a center to help others connect. Ralph Kurtenbach has more.
MAF's Brian Behal believes the Net Cafe at Malabo in Aceh Province provides opportunities for evangelism.
Like evangelism that we do everywhere in the world, that's not our main thrust. We're there to support the groups that are doing evangelism. But all of our pilots, all of our mechanics, everyone who's a part of MAF is an evangelical Christian and has signed a statement of faith that says that we believe in Jesus as the only way to God. And anyone who believes that shares that particular hope with folks that they come in contact with.
MAF moved staff to Malabo from elsewhere in the region to best serve people's needs. And Behal comes to Indonesia from Ecuador, where he coordinates MAF work from his office in Quito. Ralph Kurtenbach for Mission Network News, Quito.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Guatemala's orphan situation is in bad shape. Because of that, Buckner Orphan Care International is doing what it can to protect the nation's children, while also providing a way to keep adoptions open. Buckner Orphan Care's Mike Duras.
Children are actually being sold and stolen, and there's women that actually are getting pregnant in order to be able to place a child for adoption because of the money they can get. The second largest income producer for the country of Guatemala is adoptions right now.
While adoptions have slowed, their evangelistic ministry to orphans continues, and they need help.
If a church or an individual wants to participate in that, we would love for them to be able to go. We're working in a lot of orphanages and doing renovations.
Buckner also needs support to help fund staff to do this evangelistic work more effectively. $200 a month is all it takes. And finally, we turn to Burkina Faso, the site of a recent frontline shepherds conference. In a nation struggling with poverty and AIDS, churches have been hard-pressed to overcome these challenges. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says the meeting helped refocus vision.
We had the privilege of gathering almost 3,000 pastors from six different nations, primarily Burkina Faso and surrounding nations, with a focus on the Great Commission, church planting, and indigenous missionary sending.
Shibley says not only did they see renewed passion, they saw the potential for growth.
At the end of the conference, we saw just an amazing response to those that wanted to plant a new church. Literally over 2,000 committed to plant new churches in the next 12 months in surrounding nations in West Africa.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.